In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict how we will amuse ourselves if there is no football season. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and eSurance, offering 24/7 customer support and mobile apps. eSurance, car insurance, people when you want them, technology when you don't. The National Association of Realtors, providing resources for home ownership at houselogic.com. And Lumber Liquidators, whose flooring includes pre-finished and stained solid hardwoods, bamboo, cork, and laminates. Information at lumberliquidators.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago. In association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks, our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Nick Park, our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Mohammed Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Popcan Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will we amuse ourselves with if there is no football? Maz Jobrani.
Well, there's going to be a resurgence of old-time sports. Things like Sunday night jousting, Monday night falconry, and Thursday night stonings.
Are you ready for some stonings? Amy Dickinson.
Forming now, the Sheen League, featuring warlocks, goddesses, and lots of lawyers.
And Paula Poundstone.
Something that America's been hungering for the longest time, Super Science Sunday!
Well, if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Paula Poundstone, Amy Dickinson, Maz Jobrani. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you in Waterbury, Connecticut next week. This is NPR.